A Civil Manner, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Zhao Xunchu resents the way he has to be polite to the black-cloaked envoy. Oh, he has to defer to the black-cloaked envoy, because otherwise the black-cloaked envoy might just get annoyed and kill Zhao Xunchu for all he knows. Just like all the other Di Xingren he deals with, except Zhao Xunchu isn't allowed to put a bullet in this one. No. Instead, he has to be polite and helpful and basically give the black-cloaked envoy everything he wants. If the envoy decides to kill Zhao Xunchu, he's pretty sure the Ministry of Supervision would just brush it under the rug and install a new chief, and no one would mention it again. Someone else might not even know how to deal with Di Xing, wouldn't realize how dangerous they all are. So, Zhao Xunchu just has to endure working with the black-cloaked envoy, even when his fingers itch to pull out his pistol and just see if he can take care of the problem. He knows the envoy doesn't like him, can see the way his jaw tightens and his fist clench when he talks to Zhao Xunchu, when Zhao Xunchu informs him of another dead criminal. It's almost satisfying. He tries to avoid asking the black-cloaked envoy for help, not least because the envoy is known to demand that they keep the criminals alive in exchange for whatever help he gives. Well, it doesn't always work out, and even the black-cloaked envoy doesn't expect Zhao Xunchu to let himself be killed just to keep some decent criminal alive. She wasn't a threat to you, the envoy bites out between clenched teeth. There's not even a moment to enjoy a job well done before the envoy is right there, restrained anger radiating from him. Zhao Xunchu glances over at where Gao Jingfeng is checking on the body. Murderer, the thing inside him whispers, its shadowy grasp squeezing around Zhao Xunchu's heart. He resists the urge to rub at his chest. He grits his jaw and pushes the thing down. She was a murderer, he spits out, not quite sure if he's telling that to the envoy or the thing inside Zhao Xunchu. I wasn't going to take the chance. The envoy takes a threatening step closer, a wordless snarl on his lips. Zhao Xunchu wouldn't even have heard it if he wasn't so close. Zhao Xunchu's heart starts beating even faster than it already had been, and the thing inside him is suddenly pushing at him wildly. Zhao Xunchu has to bite back on a gasp. He can't let the envoy see how he's affecting Zhao Xunchu. He really can't let the envoy know about the thing trapped inside Zhao Xunchu. But it's not easy ignoring its panic. You didn't need to do that, the envoy says, voice dark and low. Zhao Xunchu clenches his fists. He should back down, should apologize, should do whatever it takes to calm the envoy down. The envoy is usually more controlled than this, and Zhao Xunchu doesn't know what's pushed him over the edge this time. He should, except there's still adrenaline running through his veins from the confrontation just moments ago, from the envoy so close, from the thing inside him pushing and pushing and pushing, and Zhao Xunchu isn't sorry. She got what she deserved, and the world is rid of one more decent threat. I did. He bites out between his own clenched jaws. The envoy's hand closes on the front of his jacket, and for a moment both Zhao Xunchu and the thing inside him are sure that this is it. For one heartbeat, Zhao Xunchu has time to think about his son, to regret leaving him alone for such a stupid reason. Then he slammed into a wall, and there hadn't been one behind him before. The breath slams out of him, and for a moment Zhao Xunchu is too busy trying to get air into his lungs to think of anything. Cold panic claws at his belly as he gasps futilely before air finally rushes into his lungs, and he feels dizzy with the relief of it. Except, he barely has time to enjoy it, before the envoy's lips crash against his, and Zhao Xunchu doesn't have enough air to gasp at the surprise of it. The envoy bites at his lips, plunging his tongue inside Zhao Xunchu's mouth, and without quite deciding to do so, Zhao Xunchu finds himself answering the kiss that's more anger and violence than anything else. The black-cloaked envoy suddenly pulls back without any warning, leaving Zhao Xunchu gasping for breath again. His lips feel bruised. He stares at the envoy, not even sure what he's feeling. Adrenaline is still rushing through him, and there's the heat of arousal low in his belly. At least the thing inside him has gone completely quiet. The envoy's mask hides most of his expression, but even so, Zhao Xunchu can see the shock in the dark eyes staring back at him. You, the envoy starts saying, his voice shakier than Zhao Xunchu has ever heard it. The envoy cuts himself off abruptly and looks away from Zhao Xunchu. The envoy waves his hand at the air, and before Zhao Xunchu has time to even think about reacting, the envoy has vanished into that slash of darkness hanging in the air. Looking at it makes nausea twist in Zhao Xunchu's stomach. A second later, it too is gone, and Zhao Xunchu is alone in the... He looks around himself quickly. Alley? He shakes himself, and brushes a hand over his still dingling lips, and walks out to tell Gao Jingfeng that he's still alive. The end.